The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
I've got a... I carry a mag light, you know, those torches in my pocket, like every schoolboy should. And I'd put it on to look at some... look under something. In the kitchen, perhaps. And I had it in my hand. Went up into the bedroom, and there was Lukasz lying fast asleep in... with his head on my pillow.
So there was a man in your bed...
in my bed.
Asleep.
In our bed, fast asleep.
And when you shone the torch at him... God, I mean, you must have gone cold at that point.
No, I think sort of... I think adrenaline took over, and I realised that I had to keep the upper hand. So I, as I say, I had my mag light in my pocket, and I tapped him lightly on the head.
Hang on a minute, you tapped him on the head with the torch?
Yes, I tapped him with the light end so that it wouldn't hurt.
Right. God, I think I would have smashed him over the head with it.
I resisted that.
Yes.
He sort of woke up and sort of came to. He was obviously in some, surprise. He didn't know what was happening to him.
So when you woke him up, what did he do? Leap straight out of the bed?
No. I shouted at him and told him to lie down. And I mean, I shouted again to gain the control, as it were. And he stayed there. Now, he stayed lying down in bed until the police came, very quickly.
So who called the police?
Pat. I shouted to Pat, and she phoned the police. He was still lying in bed.
So he didn't try to resist at all?
No.
But can I ask how old you are?
76.
So you're a 76-year-old man. He, I gather, is a young man. And he just...
28.
He just obeyed you and lay in your bed?
Yes.
Waiting for the police to come?
Yes.
And were you not frightened?
I don't think I was frightened. I mean, I just instinctively knew that I had to keep command of the situation.
So, when...
Ironically, he'd left around the bedroom. He'd put one or two weapons. There was a sizable kitchen knife. A claw hammer. And ironically, my grandfather was in the special constables in Salford during the First War.
Yes.
And at the end of the war, they gave the specials ceremonial truncheon with the Salford coat of arms on it. And, you know, 1914-18 special constable. He'd taken that, and that was by the bedside.
So he was ready to defend himself?
Yes.
If somebody came home. But then when the actual moment happened, he was just completely submissive to you?
Yes, he'd... I mean, he'd woken up from a deep sleep.
Yes. I can hear Pat in the background. She's saying he was as confused as you were.
Yes.
So when he'd gone, when the police had taken him away, how did you feel? Because, I've never, touch wood, been burgled. But people who have been burgled tell me it's the most dreadful violation of your home. But that's bad enough. But the thought of him being in your bed with his head on your pillow, how did that feel?
I mean, when he was taken away, we realised that we'd not suffered as we might have done. Vanessa, one of the four police who came, helped us to change the bed. And then we went down. It was very kind of you, yes. And then we went down to the police station to give statements.
And have you changed your bed since, or are you still sleeping in the same bed?
Still same bed.
Really?
Changed the bed linen, of course. But,
yes, but you've not bought a new mattress or anything.
No.
And how do you feel about him now? While you're on holiday, broke into your house.
I think that you've got to take a step back and look at the circumstances. He'd been working in England for, I don't know whether it was a month or two or three months. He was he had a job. He was living in a shared house in Nelson with, I presume, some other Polish men. There'd been an argument, and he'd been thrown out. Now, before he came over to Britain, he hadn't had the courtesy to learn English, which, you know, I mean, I don't know what Nigel Farage's opinion of that is, but I mean, I feel he should have learned English. Had he known English, even if he'd had no money to go to a B&B, he could have gone through the police station. he could have got in touch with the local authority, and I think they could have arranged emergency accommodation for him.
So is there a level of compassion you feel towards him? It sounds like it. I mean, I would have been absolutely livid if I came home and found somebody who'd broken into my home and was asleep in my bed. I don't think I'd be able to control myself. I would be so livid, and well, so, and I would feel so violated.
Yes, I mean the house had been violated, but he hadn't done it to steal. And I mean, Pat said that you know, the way he tied it up, kept the house, you know, clean and straight. She wouldn't mind letting him live in the cellar and be our butler.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.